the flesh made manifest. Christmas is more than just a day. It is a short season in the church year. We are about halfway through our 12 days of Christmas, those days between Christmas Day and the Epiphany of our Lord. And we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 389, Let All Together Praise Our God, 389, and we'll stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, God in the flesh for us and for our salvation. Heavenly Father, as we have seen with our eyes, the eyes of faith, Jesus, born, crucified, risen, ascended, and really present with us, as we have seen him with our eyes, Heavenly Father, help us to live in the forgiveness of sins that only he can provide. Heavenly Father, as you have forgiven us in Christ, bless us as we love, serve, and forgive one another. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 389. Page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
Your decrees are very
on high,
and on earth peace on earth.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual printed on your insert.
You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like a pen of a ready scribe.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, We're enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 192.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Number 519, in his temple now behold him. Number 519.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Christians, it is still Christmas time, even though the world has all moved on to Valentine's Day. It is Christmas all the way through January 6th. And if it were the very first Christmas, Jesus would be only a few days old. His family would be recovered from the birth. And all the family and relatives would be coming to visit, to see this new baby, to rejoice with mom and dad. When someone sees a new baby, when you see a new baby, what sort of things do you say? Oh, how cute! Look how much hair they have, standing straight up all over the place. What chubby little cheeks. I think that's mom's nose. I think that's dad's ears sticking straight out. A whole slew of other things could be said, perhaps even like our gradual today. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. I remember a lady from North Dakota would sometimes say, "Oh, what a sturdy baby you have." We were never quite sure what that meant. What sort of things do you say when you see a baby? And there's always those predictions, right? If a farmer has a baby, then grandma comes in and says, "Aw, you're going to be a farmer like your dad, aren't you?" And gets him a onesie with a combine on the front. If dad is a firefighter, "Oh, you're going to be a firefighter." And they get him a little hat that looks like a fire hat. What sort of things do you say to babies? You see, in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus is still just a teeny tiny baby, as you see on your bulletin cover. And Mary and Joseph bring teeny tiny baby Jesus to the temple. And while they're there, they meet two people in the temple courts: Simeon and Anna. And just like you do when you see a new baby, they talk about the baby that they see. They talk about what that baby will do. They talk about why that baby has come. They talk about what that baby will accomplish in his life. But unlike us and our wild guesses about the future of a baby, unlike us in our obsession with chubby cheeks, Anna and Simeon speak something much more important about this baby. Simeon, when talking about baby Jesus, says this to Mary, his mother: "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." He didn't talk about the appearance of Jesus. Didn't have any conversation about him being a carpenter like his father. Instead, what's Simeon say? Jesus will turn things upside down. Those who had power in the theological world of the day will lose their power. And in their place, Galilean fishermen will become the new preachers and teachers, and they will ordain pastors all over the place to preach the word of Jesus. Not only that, Simeon alludes to the fact that the temple will be destroyed. The promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way back even to Adam, will be fulfilled in this baby. Jesus will be a sign that is opposed. Not just by priests and scribes fighting against the words of this baby, not just by governors crucifying and killing this baby, but instead, this baby will be opposed by God. When he bears the sin of the world, God will forsake him and kill him in your place for your sin as he hangs and dies upon a cross. All of this will be done for you. And not only that, to make sure he was, they would pierce Jesus. He was dead. They would pierce Jesus through the heart. Mary would watch it from a few feet away. Mary would see this baby die. And as she watched her son die, her own heart would be wounded. This is all the stuff that Simeon says about little baby Jesus. Simeon says, baby Jesus will grow to be the Messiah and the Savior. Anna also talks about baby Jesus. Again, not about chubby cheeks, but instead, she goes around prophesying to whoever will listen to her that this baby will be the redemption of all of Israel, that the death on the cross would forgive all sins, that you would be redeemed, not with gold or silver or sacrifice of goats and sheep, but instead by the shedding of his holy precious blood, his innocent suffering and death, so that you would be his own and live under him in his kingdom. This baby, Jesus, will set all people free from sin, suffering, and the struggles of this world. Anna says what Simeon says, that this baby Jesus will be Messiah and Savior. Dear Christian, what does this mean for you? 4 and 5 days ago, we gathered here in this sanctuary to celebrate the birth of little baby Jesus. We sang Christmas hymns, we lit candles, we stopped our midwinter fun of stockings, of food. And we gathered here to focus our attention on Jesus. And as we did so, what did you see Jesus as? What is it about the birth of Christ that catches your attention? What's important about Christmas? When you look at baby Jesus, what do you think about him? Do you think he's just a nice teacher who will give us helpful ways to live our lives here on earth, who will add purpose to all that we do? Do you see baby Jesus as a self-help guru with 40 rules to give you your best life now? Do you see Jesus just as a friend who's there whenever you need him while you're never there for him? Do you see Jesus as the kind of person that you would enjoy looking through family photos with and talking about your trip here or there? Hey, Jesus, remember when you were born in a manger? Who do you say that Jesus is? Will you listen to what Simeon says? Will you listen to what Anna says? A sign to be oppressed, swords piercing him, and all the rest, the Redeemer of all Israel. I bet as you remembered the birth of baby Jesus, you didn't think about why he's come. Because of your sin, your guilt, your wrongdoing, your violation of God's holy law in countless ways, every moment of your life. Baby Jesus had to come because of your curse words, because you love stuff more than you love God. Because of your broken relationships, your coveting, your self-serving attitudes. It's because of those things that baby Jesus had to be born so that he could be, as Anna says, the Redeemer of all. So that he could be killed just as Simeon preaches. Do you look at the manger scene and think, ah, what a warming, friendly picture. A mother and a father adoring their cute little baby with chubby cheeks and fluffy hair, kept warm by little lambs baaing silently with beautiful light filtering in. As you thought of that, did you think about what that baby must do for your sin? Did you think about what Simeon says? What Anna says? That baby has to die for you. The baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger will be stripped naked of all clothing and laid on a wooden cross, nailed to it, in fact. The baby whom shepherds adore will be hated, challenged, lied about, mocked, laughed at for your sin, mistreated even to the point of death on a cross. This Jesus is that Jesus. That's why he comes, to die for your sin, to rise again so that you might live forever. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Jesus coming for you. This is God's Christmas gift to you. The cross, the forgiveness, life, and salvation that the baby Jesus will one day deliver right here to you, to your ears, through the Word of God. You will receive eternal life in the death and resurrection of Jesus. The blood of baby Jesus will cover all of your sin so that you no longer need to carry guilt and shame, so that you can be set free to love your neighbor. That's why Jesus comes. That's what Christmas is about. That's where Simeon's sermon would have you look. That's where Anna would have you believe. Jesus is your Savior. the sacrifice for all forgiveness, the sacrifice for all sin. He's the sign to be opposed so that you can be loved. He's the redemption of all Israel. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is, exactly as Simeon says and Anna says, your Savior and your Messiah. And so, dear Christian, during this Christmastide, listen to Simeon and the sermon that he preaches. Listen to the word of Anna. Look at Jesus. Understand who he is. The one who dies for all sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand and sing together our offertory.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, that babe born for you to live and die and forgive your sins. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's gift of Jesus for you would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Of Jesus Christ. shepherds left their flocks, and then they came to worship him. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem. And all the world rejoiced because the King had come at last. A Savior had been promised.
In addition to those prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member LaVon Myers, who is currently hospitalized. We pray for Good Shepherd member Alvin Schmeling, whose surgery was postponed. We rejoice with the Bliss family at the baptism of Evelyn Kay. And we pray for the family of Marge Kelly, whose sister Sally was recently called to her eternal home. We pray. For all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, that adopted into his divine family, they would rejoice in the salvation and eternal inheritance they have through him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that they would faithfully preach the gospel in its purity and administer the sacraments according to Christ's institution, and for an increase in the pastoral vocation, that Christ and Him crucified would be proclaimed everywhere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation, that we may boldly shine the light of Christ into the dark lives of those we know who do not know Him as Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the weakest among us, especially the unborn, that their lives would be cherished and protected, and for those who have been traumatized in the aftermath of abortion, that they would find forgiveness, healing, and restoration in our loving Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, that our leaders may serve faithfully and wisely, making God-pleasing decisions and walking in integrity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer from loneliness, that they would be comforted by the sure and certain knowledge that they will never be forsaken by God, and that they would find family and friends within the household of faith with whom they can find loving companionship. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick and those who suffer, especially for those whom our prayers are desired, we lay before you this day Alvin, LaVon, Ardeth, Dorothy, Victor, Ernst, Jan, Joe, Tom, Diana, Galen, Barb, the family of Leslie Novacek, the family of Verna Burkham, the family of Jen Coggle, the family of Ron Mankin, the family of Sally Wordekamper, and all those that we remember in our hearts, that they might be surrounded by God's love in Christ and healed according to his gracious will. And for all who mourn, that the comfort of the resurrection might fill their hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the sacrament of the altar this day, that they would see their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ, given them to eat and drink, and with St. Simeon, know that they may depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all our brothers and sisters who have departed this veil of tears in the peace of faith, let us give thanks and praise to the Lord, that we would be brought with them to see with our own eyes he who is the light of the nations and the glory of Israel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of heaven and earth, of thy glory.
Pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks,
He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, O Christ, of heaven above, have mercy upon us.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199.
Lord, now let us all.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. Oh God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, number 390. Let us all with gladsome voice.